Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Mesa City Council study session for May the 18th, 2017. We excuse Councilmember Thompson, who is out of town on city business, and Councilmember Winkle, are you joining us on the phone? Maybe he hasn't connected yet. So we'll look forward to possibly Councilmember Winkle joining us on the phone. The first item on our agenda is item one, review the items on the agenda for tonight's council meeting. So I would refer you to that agenda. Ryan, are you present? We can hear a little static, but Councilmember Winkle will hopefully announce himself when he joins the meeting. Let's look at the agenda for tonight's meeting upstairs. Item three is various liquor license applications. Item four, various purchase contracts. Currently, everything is on the consent agenda. Item five is taking action on a resolution.
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Ryan. Ryan, we're just going over the agenda for tonight's meeting upstairs. So let us know if you have any questions regarding that. Item six is introducing the process for utility rates and setting May the 22nd as the public hearing on that item. Seven is taking public comment on a variety of ordinances. I just noticed item 7B, there's a gentleman with my same last name who's an engineering, who's one of the applicants, just so everybody knows. I don't know this gentleman, and I'm sure we're not related, but if that came up, you just, yeah. So I'm not going to declare a conflict because I don't know anything about this gentleman. Item 7D is back on the consent agenda. This is just to remind everybody, this is the item that was taken off of the consent agenda when we set the hearing, and we did have a council study session last Thursday on the topic of development in and around this zoning case. I don't intend on taking it off the consent agenda because I thought that discussion accomplished what we were hoping to accomplish, which is just a discussion of land use in that part of town. And so I'm content to leave it on the consent agenda, but I would like the property owners in that part of town just to be reminded that we had a pretty good discussion about what direction we'd like to see this part of town go in our study session last Thursday. Agenda item eight is taking action on various subdivision plats. And nine is item from citizens present. Council, any requests to take anything off of the consent agenda?
Mayor, if we have 5 minutes, I thought it might be helpful for council, just as maybe for some of our newer council members, just to, we have on item 4M, an item for the Topaz Regional Wireless Cooperative. We have three slides. We just kind of remind what is the Topaz Regional Wireless Regional Cooperative. I think it's just good to be reminded what that is. So, oh, good. Thanks, Randy. Can you just briefly kind of give a council kind of a quick overview of what this is? Because it is a regional initiative, which Mesa plays a significant role in.
Thank you.
All right. Good evening, Mayor, members of the council. I'm Randy Thompson, Deputy CIO. Very briefly, the Topaz Regional Wireless Cooperative. First of all, in this context, topaz is not a mineral. If you take certain letters out of the phrase trunked open Arizona, you get the acronym TOPAZ. The members of the cooperative are shown here, City of Apache Junction, Fort McDowell, Yavapai Nation, Town of Gilbert, City of Mesa, Rio Verde Fire District, Superstition Fire and Medical District, and the Town of Queen Creek. The cooperative was established in 2008 to govern the shared public safety radio network that was put in place just prior to that time. It covers the operations and maintenance, the capital improvements, We're an active regional and state partner with the other cooperatives in the state and other networks. And we really have two networks in the portfolio at the present time. One is the 800 megahertz network that is really the workhorse for the public safety operations at the present time. And then coming online in just a few weeks will be a fire hazard zone communications network, also referred to as a VHF network, which will allow for operational consistency with the rest of the fire operations in the valley. Some facts and figures. Our core radio coverage area is 360 square miles. We actually cover more area than that because we have a couple of sites that provide wide area coverage. We have just over 4,000 subscribers from the members that were listed on the second slide. We have about 11,000 interoperability subscribers, so this is radios from other networks that can use our network when they come to operate with one of our members, be it on a fire incident or a police operation. Over our last year, we've run about 668,000 transmissions a month. We actually measure usage on the system by measuring the airtime that's consumed by each of the members. That averages about 931 hours per month. And we have an annual operating budget of $1.91 million. Our billing model's a little bit unique in that we bill based on the actual usage of the network as opposed to some of the other networks that bill based on the number of radios that someone has operating on the network. So that's the very brief three-slide overview.
Can you talk about the reliability of the system
overall? We look at achieving a five nines meaning 99.999% availability of the network for the users, meaning when they push their button to talk on the radio, that they get the acknowledgement that the network is there and ready to handle their call. We run very close to that number. Frankly, if I could keep the humans out of it, we'd probably even be closer. But we're very proud of our reliability numbers. We've been consistently operating at those levels for the last several years.
Thank you, Randy. Mayor, Council, I just wanted to share with you, this is a regional effort that's been going on for some time that brings in, obviously, you can see some of the adjoining communities. So it helps Mesa in our coverage area, but also knowing that as we go into different parts of areas around us, we have coverage, and it's been a great, Randy's done a really nice job of working with the other communities because we ultimately have to build these other communities so they see value in being part of this cooperative. And so items that will come before council, well, you'll see a number that much of what is happening here too is shared cost with the other regional partners. But just a nice regional partnership and a critical communications for public safety and other users. I just thought it'd be nice to know, understand that. So thank you, Randy.
So this is kind of a big ticket item, $400,000. To what extent are other communities participating in that?
On that particular item, Mayor, the cost will be split between the city and the other members because that is one of the primary methods of connecting all the radio tower sites that make up this network together. So, yes, the costs are shared, again, based on the airtime that's used by the members.
Great. Thank you. Appreciate the additional information.
Thanks.
Anything else relative to the upstairs agenda? Okay. All All right, thank you. The next item on our agenda for this meeting is to acknowledge receipt of minutes of various boards and committees. Is there a motion? Thank you, Mr. Luna and Mr. Freeman. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Mr. Winkle, did you get to vote on that?
Yes, I sure did. Aye.
Okay, thank you. Any opposed? Okay, that, thank you. That passes unanimously. Next item is acknowledge receipts of minutes. I'm sorry, we just did that. Next item is to hear reports on meetings and conferences attended. I know we just met Thursday, so maybe we haven't been to any conferences in the meantime. All right. Next item is schedule for future meetings and general information. Mr. Brady. I'm sorry, let's begin with Mr. Luna.
I just, real quick, I want to thank Marisa for hosting, along with me, the Pancake Breakfast at Luna Landing, and all city staff that participated. It was very successful. We had a lot of people there, so look forward for next year's Pancake Breakfast sometime in May. So thank you all for participating and those that did attend. Thank you.
Yeah, I think I had to park at Walmart and walk about a mile to get there. That was a good turnout, great event.
So you maintained your weight?
Well, I don't want to brag, but I think I did lose a pound or two this week, but I'm not bragging. Other questions or announcements? Mr. Brady.
Thank you, Mayor. Just a reminder, we do have a study session this Thursday, May 11th at 7:30 a.m. Thank you.
Okay. Great. Thanks. If nothing else on our agenda today, is there a motion to adjourn? Thank you, Mr. Luna. Thank you, Chris. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned.
Aye.
Thank you. We'll see you upstairs.